Okay, how are we doing? Hope you're good. Happy Friday. So today we're going to be talking about putting your brain dump into action. Okay, this is part two of planning your 2022. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Boardman. And if you are coming through, then please do let me know. Drop a love heart, make a comment, let me know how we're doing. Let me know if you're planned. So that's one thing. Here's a question. Have you planned for 2022 yet? I.e., when I say planned, have you planned the things that you want to achieve? Okay. Or share with somebody that you think might get some use out of this. How are we doing? Hope you're good. So before we get into this, the book is coming out on the 29th of November. Okay, 29th of November. And you can pre-register by clicking on the link that's on this post and enter yourself into a competition. I'm doing a competition. We're giving away three prizes. One is a place for my 12-week accelerator program starting in January. Second place is a free place on the 28-day program starting in January. And then the third place is £60 towards our new clothing merch. Okay. Make sure you get involved. All right, let's crack on with this. So in part one, I talked about brain dumping and putting down on paper lots of different ideas or lots of different things that you might want to do and achieve, okay? And the idea of the brain dump was to get it all out of your mind and connect with some goals and aspirations and dreams that you want to achieve. Now, the next phase is taking that brain dump and creating what I would call the final cut. Now, the final cut is all of the things from that brain dump that you're going to achieve in 2022. Now, there is a distinct difference now between two different bubbles. One bubble here is the maintenance bubble, and the other bubble is your growth bubble. All right, let me explain very quickly. Now, your maintenance bubble or your maintenance area are things like morning routine, evening routine, exercise, journaling, date night. It's just all the things that we do during the day to constantly keep ourselves in control, keep ourselves consistent, and constantly build the clarity towards something, towards growing something. Now your growth bubble is the things that we put down in our goals and our aspirations to achieve over a long period of time that allow us to feel those emotions of achievement, to reach milestones, to put ourselves out of our comfort zone. Okay, so like a 10K, like learning French or sign language, like going away once every 12 weeks with our partners. Jesse! Like maybe applying for a new job, maybe getting a new CV done, maybe scaling your business, whatever it might be. Good girl. Oh, my sweet. What you got in your mouth? What are you eating? So that's the type of two different bubbles that we've got. We've got the maintenance one and we've got the growth one. Sit down, darling. So the thing that I want you to come up with your final cut is your growth aspect, okay? A goal might not necessarily be, I want to improve my morning routine because that comes under maintenance, right? It might be I want to lose 2 stone over 2022. I want to be able to run a marathon by the end of 2022. So all of the things that you've brain dumped, look at them in terms of growth and then put them into your four pillars. So you have four pillars. And just have like one or two per pillar. Things that you want to achieve for the year. These are the milestones. So to give you an example, for me and my health, my two main goals and focuses for 2022 are to complete a half Ironman and to improve and maintain a much higher level of mobility and flexibility, okay? Not getting any younger. So for me, they are my two most important things that I want to achieve, okay? And I want to achieve a mobility course or take part in a mobility course, okay? So for me, that's my two things, okay? In terms of my business, for example, one is that I want to host a two-day seminar next November 2022 and host it for 500 guys. That's one of my targets there, okay? So it's just things that allow you to grow, that allow you to build, that allow you to go to the next level. And this is where it becomes really great, because what you end up doing is creating these milestones and you stick them in your journal and you connect with them every single day. You're like, this is what I'm working towards. This is what I'm trying to achieve. And you only got two per pillar. And the thing is, if you end up achieving in halfway through the year, that's great. At least you've been working towards something. And then we just shift the angle at what we're working at and go, right, okay, now I need to work on the next thing. And that's about being proactive rather than reactive. And unless we keep on top of these things, unless we are doing these things, you're going to end up sort of waking up each day with no direction. This is where I find most guys. And this is the reason we need to do this type of stuff. And it doesn't need to be done with a massive amount of overthinking. It's just giving you some North Stars, some direction in where you want to go and what you want to achieve. Because many guys are just waking up right now and you're going, I don't know what I'm, well, same. It's a new day, new problems, like new firefighting, battling identity, battling where I'm going, what's next in life, all of those questions. But if you actually sit down and take part in these exercises and get this stuff done, you'll end up bringing yourself up to a high level of conscience and standards, because you're working towards something. You're not just running on the hamster wheel of doom, as I call it. All right, find your direction. You've done your brain dump. Once you've done this, you then get your final cut. These are the final things that I'm going to be focusing on. You'll end up with about 8 targets for the year. Not overwhelming, not pushing yourself too like so far out of your comfort zone that you end up stopping. Keeping you on your toes just enough to keep showing up every single morning and think, oh, there's my mission. Remember my mission. Let's push that. This is why I've got to get up, because I've got to start training for my half Ironman. I've got to start building up routine and discipline in other areas in my life so I can build it up towards the goals and aspirations that I'm trying to achieve. So it's like an evergreen process of waking up, finding your purpose, finding direction. And not every day is going to feel like you're on top of it. Not every day is going to feel brilliant, but at least you have some direction. All right, guys, I hope that helps. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you're actually doing these. I didn't notice anyone put their brain dumps in the last comments. Action is king, guys. You can sit here and go, oh yeah, this really makes sense. But unless you do it, you're just going to end up keep watching every single morning thinking, oh yeah, that's a great idea. I'll get around to that. Actually do it. Actually implement it. Actually put time aside to do it. Like this weekend, like get up. Go to the coffee shop for an hour in the morning and start doing these things to improve yourself. Otherwise, you stay in your little hamster wheel, in your little victim mentality, completely and utterly lost, and then you keep complaining about it. Do something about where you are. All right, lads, have a great weekend.